The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Well, there you have it. Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. We're going to begin with our impact segment, 20-plus minutes of uninterrupted dialogue and discussion. How are you all doing? I am strongly compelled to start this broadcast with a 50-second message that I hope will light you up with the fire of Christ. Now, I had two different people send me this at different times last night. So I suspect there was a source. Maybe it's going viral in social media. I don't know. But it's exactly what I needed to hear. So before I say anything else, and after this is done, I want to start in prayer. But I hope you all listen closely, very closely, to this.
Habakkuk said, Lord, please tell me what you're doing. And God said, no, I'm not going to tell you, Habakkuk, because if I told you what I was doing, you wouldn't believe it. If God today told us what he's doing in the world, we wouldn't believe it. Don't you think God's given up and God's abdicated and God's left the throne? He hasn't. He's still on the throne. And those of us that know him put our trust in him and him alone. I don't put my trust in Washington. I don't put my trust in the United Nations. I don't put my trust in myself. I don't put trust in my money. I put my trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. When all the rest of it fails and crumbles and shatters, he'll be there.
Billy Graham, undeniably, preaching God's word. As I navigate through each day, it dawned on me earlier today, we are in the middle of what I heard one person verbalize, and I'm like, that's it. It's information warfare. We're being bombarded with information. And it's warfare because some of the information is not true. Now, let me be clear. What am I saying? What are you talking about? And I just got an email from a listener that wants me to click on a link. I haven't done it. Literally, I just got on the air. But it was about the way Christians should be behaving now with everything that's transpired in our country. Now, I didn't watch the link. Again, don't have the time. But I suspect it's one of those, hey, we can't be upset because of the, now I won't even say outcome, but the presidential elections. Now, Billy Graham said it accurately and scripturally. We're to put our faith and trust in Almighty God through Jesus Christ above all. Absolutely. We're not to get caught up in the ways of the world, without a doubt. And, but I want to speak clearly that doesn't mean we just kind of mail it in. That doesn't mean that we're not to be upset. That doesn't mean that we're not to be angry. You know, I want to be careful about my words because, look, I'm not a pastor. I'm not a preacher. God has me doing this program right now for whatever reasons, his reasons. I sure don't understand at times. You can bring a pastor in here that's much more articulate and knowledgeable about what the Bible says. You could bring another figure in here that's much more charismatic and articulate than me. But I have to be true to what I believe are the prompts of Christ through me. And this is my experience. I'm not here to be absolutely rock solidly sure, you know, God speaking through me. I'm not going to play that card at all. Now, I know myself. I know I can be fleshly. I know it can be pride-filled. I lived for myself for 54 years of my life. Then I became a follower of Jesus more than 10 years ago. And I know the difference. I do absolutely know, without a doubt, that the Holy Spirit resides in me, because the change I've seen in my life is not of my own doing. And I praise God for that. And I praise God for when I've prayed for things. Lord, please hear my prayer, please. And it's so sincere, and I really think it's locked on to what I need and what I'm asking for. And then when he doesn't answer, I'm like, oh. And then as time goes by, I look back and I'm like, oh my goodness. Father, thank you for not answering my prayer the way I wanted you to. So let me get a bit more current and a little bit more direct about what I'm sharing. In my view, we live in a time in America, and by the way, our phone lines are open. I don't know if all lines are working, but I would suspect some of them are. 888-528-2557. And I'll just be blunt. I am upset about what has transpired over the last 7 days in our country. And hear me out. I suspect that, above all, my prayer is that God would address any overtures that are not of a pure nature, of a truthful nature, where there's integrity and right and justice. Anything that is not of that, I pray against by the power of Jesus. I voted for Donald Trump without any hesitation, of which the reasons why I did are irrelevant right now. Other than one, I didn't vote for him because somehow he's the answer to everything. No way, no how. As Billy Graham preached, above all, it's Jesus Christ. I don't put my faith and trust in any man. I voted for Donald Trump because of his positions. And 4 years later, him being consistent in what he said he would do. And above all, because he is the most pro-life president that I've ever seen in my lifetime. To me, that's the number one issue. That's to me. And if you want to call up and have a varying opinion, differing opinion, that's fine. But hear me out here. If there was voter fraud, why would anyone be quick to say, oh, well, poor losers, or, you know, you're fired. I've gotten so many emails of people playing on the Apprentice thing. Ha ha, funny, funny. You're fired, Donald Trump. You leave, right? Joe Biden is now the president. No, no, no. That's none of that is true. That is not true. We live in a country of laws. States, when it comes to the elections, are the one that ultimately decide individually in their states their decision on the votes. What's the big rush here? So what? It's going to be another week or a couple of weeks, or there's some lawsuits and it gets in the courts. Al Gore, that went on for 37 days. I've sat for 4 years. Lord, temper my tongue if I'm out of line. I sat for 4 years and watched my president be attacked every day from the moment he put his hand up and put his hand on, I believe that was his grandmother's Bible. I'm not apologizing. I'm not here saying he's perfect. None of that. But in terms of positions and policy for this recent election, no brainer for me. And you can come to your own conclusions about why you voted and everything else, and that's fine. If we are Christians, if we are brothers and sisters in the Lord, we can disagree. We can get upset with each other. We can maybe yell and scream. But that doesn't mean ultimately our identity and our unity is in Christ. We don't have to agree. If you have a different view, that doesn't mean I got to get up in your grill and say you're wrong, or vice versa. Or that doesn't mean we need to go along with a time by which a culture is shutting down anything other than the ideology that they put forth. And so I'm not saying this is the email I got, but when I get emails saying, hey, Frank, God's in control, Joe Biden is the next president, we'll see. God allowed this to happen. We'll see. Yeah, that's true. If this was a fair election and we can find out through our system, if Joe Biden was legally voted for and is the next president, so be it. We pray for him every day, for sure. No resistance to that at all. But that doesn't mean we don't stand for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Right? There are ideologies in this world, this fallen world, that are not so fond of faith, let alone Christianity. And so does that mean we just kind of go, well, you know, just be submissive, whatever they say? No. But when I see this outcry, and I'm getting hit, I've unfriended, I don't know, 10 people in the last 24 hours on Facebook. Not because I'm, if you don't agree with me, you're out. No, because the nastiness, the bitterness, the poison, the messages inbox, the character attacks. No, I'm not going to put up with that. I'm not Jesus Christ himself. I'm not going to turn the other cheek. I'm going to say, see ya. I don't want that in my life. If we can agree to disagree civilly and respectfully, that's a whole nother conversation, and I praise God for that conversation. I'm not going to stand for Marxism. I'm not going to stand for ideologies that are counter, completely against the Bible. I'm not, and I'm not going to couch it under, well, we got to love everybody. Yes, we do. I have one friend, my best friend. Our idea of love is we get in each other's faces. Frank, what are you doing? That's love. Not, hey, man, everything is good. Thumbs up. Boy, you know, so grateful you're in my life. And then you go out and you sin together or whatever it is. That's not love. We have an enemy in our midst. The Bible says he's the father of lies. We live in a time of deception. There's a spirit of deception that's washed over our country, washed over the church. And there are people walking around going, hey, in the address the other night, you know, Joe Biden talking about it's a time to heal. Where is it? Here it is. Time to heal. Let's give each other a chance. Put away the harsh rhetoric. Stop treating our opponents as our enemies. They're not our enemies. They're Americans. Great speech. But coming from the same man that was quick to level the racist card and blame Donald Trump for every COVID-19 death. And yes, as Christians, if he is indeed through the court of laws, it's confirmed that he is our next president, we are to pray for him. But I'm not going to, as long as I have a microphone or I have men's ministry or if I can stand on the corner, I'm not going to be one of those Christians that say, hey, God is good all the time. It's all good. And I'm surely not going to get vicious and speak out against anyone that somehow voted for Joe Biden. See, there's this attitude of payback going around, and I'm not going to tolerate it. Especially if you profess to be a Christian, here's the truth. I need to pray for you because you are lost. You are deceived. And I need to put my own stuff aside and through the power of Jesus to pray for your healing, literally. Because the problem is in the church. We have a division in the church. There's a division in the country, division in the church. And I'm not going to sit quietly by why leaders in the church don't speak out. I'm going to speak out. If we don't, first of all, speak out against abortion, what are we doing? I praise God for all the pro-life Catholics that have stood for the foundation of unborn babies consistently for a long time, even though doctrinally I don't necessarily agree with a lot of the Catholic faith. But thank you. You understand this one. You have this one right. But there's this attitude of deception that, oh, you're just poor losers. Or that somehow this guy in the White House, you know, he's a racist, or he's just a crybaby and all. How dare you? And I say, how dare you, not because of the man, but because of the office. And because of the institution of government. Because culture says the spirit is anti-God or rebellion or this country is this and that. That doesn't make it right. As a matter of fact, it's a lie. Do we have a racism in our country? Without a doubt. We have sin everywhere. Does that mean we just go, hey, inner city, God help me, I'm just going to be real here. The black community that have been disparaged and have struggles with law enforcement and all that, or are we just going to go, oh, come on now? No. We're going to learn to embrace and listen to that pain. But ultimately, when there are lies perpetuated, see, that's what Satan does. Mix a little truth with a little lie and call it truth. No, it's not. It's still a lie. This is a great country with problems that can be addressed. But if you support the very undermining of this system and the history and what is clearly for anybody that has a half a wit of intelligence to see what's going on here, if you really buy the rhetoric, it's time to heal. Oh, stop treating opponents as enemies. Oh, I'm like, well, where you been? And I'm willing as a Christian to absolutely pray for Joe Biden. If he's confirmed through the courts, I'll be the first on my Facebook page. If I still have Facebook, I'm thinking about deleting all social media. I'll put a photo up and say it's time to pray for this president. But he's not the president now. We still have, you know, a couple of months here. What about praying for our current president? But I'm not going to buy into this again. I've sat and watched for 4 years the entities on the left that have done everything to try to get him out. And I unfortunately have to be specific because that's why I'm a talk show host. That's what I'm employed to do. Russia, Ukraine, impeachment, racist, misogynist. Oh, you heard that tape. He said what? And now these are the same people that are saying, hey, the election's over. Time to move on. Stop complaining. I'm like, wow, we have short memories. We're quick to forget. See, here's the deal. And again, non-believers are going to do what they're going to do. And I pray for their souls every day. But believers that at least don't align on some level that Jesus is ultimately the great unifier, doesn't see color, calling us to love each other. If we're pointing at each other and gleefully celebrating what has just happened and then pointing fingers, God help us. You know, I was on my face last night praying to God, crying out to God, specific points about if evil was done here, that God would move. And halfway through my prayer, it occurred to me, what do we have to offer to God? What are we doing in our country? How's the church doing? Right? My friends, there is no better time than now to repent. and ask God for forgiveness and put your faith and trust in Him. No better time than now. If we can't get it together in the church, if we really think the problem is, oh, I don't know, pick the social ill of the day and point your finger at another church and say, come on now. God help us. But I'm not one for rhetoric. If I'm interested in a good speech, no better speech than the Sermon on the Mount. But to sit and just be naive about things, or to just say somehow God is in control, statistically, we don't know, completely accurate, 70 million people voted for this current president. Probably a few of them are Christians. And are we just simply going to go, oh, bummer, I'm sad, I'm frustrated, well, time to move on? I can't even relate to that kind of a mentality. Now, what do we do? I don't know. I keep in prayer. I get this mobilizing thing, mobilize, mobilize. I said yesterday, I got a buddy who called me and said, time to get the guns out. No, it's not. For protection, absolutely. But the war that is to be waged is in the spiritual realm. And for those of us that identify as followers of Christ, to not even have honest conversations. You know, there's this kind of, even in my circle of friends, it's either devastated that somehow it seems like the election didn't go the way that we had hoped and prayed, or the other side is kind of like this little smile, like, well, there you go. Now we're finally going to have calm and peace in our country. And I say, well, Billy Graham says it here. Listen to what he says about Washington.
Habakkuk said, Lord, please tell me what you're doing. And God said, no, I'm not going to tell you, Habakkuk, because if I told you what I was doing, you wouldn't believe it. If God today told us what he's doing in the world, we wouldn't believe it. Don't you think God's given up and God's abdicated and God's left the throne? He hasn't. He's still on the throne. And those of us that know him put our trust in him and him alone. I don't put my trust in Washington. I don't put my trust in the United Nations. I don't put my trust in myself. I don't put trust in my money. I put my trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. When all the rest of it fails and crumbles and shatters, he'll be there.
So, because this is a radio program and I do have to go to break, I want to be fair. We have sponsors. We couldn't do this broadcast without them. Let me give the numbers out. 888-528-2557. If you have any response, any thoughts to what I just shared, phone lines are wide open. And then I'll continue to share some things on my heart, but just be clear. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying here. And we've got wide open lines, by the way. Above all, we are to be obedient to Christ Jesus. And for me, that doesn't mean to live in a spirit of passivity. That's not the Jesus that I follow. And maybe this upset, maybe this, the season that we're in right now and the aftermath of what I suspect may not have been all that on the up and up. And I pray we will find out legally. But I think it's good to have a little division here. I think it's good to have a little upset. Maybe this is what we needed to wake up, because guess what? 4 more years of Donald Trump and then sitting around and going, oh yeah, God's in control. It's really good. Nope, sorry. It's on us, Christian. How are we living our lives? We want truth and integrity in the world. Are we telling the truth? Are we living in integrity? All right, I've said enough. We've got open lines. 888-528-2557. 888-528-2557. If somehow you cannot get through on the phones, I'm going to check and see how many lines we have available. We've had some problems over the last couple of days. If the phones are filled, you get a busy signal. No, you can also email me at franksontag@kkla.com. More of this, the Frank Sontag Show next. Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. We just checked the phone lines. We're limited in our ability to take calls again today. I'm not sure what that's about, but we are working feverishly to fix that. So more than likely, you may receive a busy signal. We'll try to clear the phones as quickly as possible, and you can email me as well. In fact, let me take some calls. I have some other ideas I want to convey to you, and I just got a couple emails I want to make reference to. But let me take some calls here. Tom in Yorba Belinda. Tom, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Frank, it's a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for being a real Christian and a warrior. If I may, I won't take up too much of your time, but that statement, God is in control, it's like saying the earth is round, but it's also a cop-out by sappy Christians. What are we here for? To be spectators? We're supposed to fight the good fight, and I recommend, because I'm just as angry as anyone about this ongoing fraud, the therapy, if you will, I would suggest reach out to law enforcement officers who are in the crosshairs. Encourage those guys and take your negative energy and support them. They don't know what the heck the future is. It's just looking bleak.
Now, let me quickly respond. I say this all the time, but I sense that it's important. I'm not interested in people agreeing with me. I am interested in those of us that say we are followers of Christ to agree on what the Bible says. So let me make that clear, because my next statement may sound like, well, look, Frank's just agreeing with Tom, and isn't that nice? Thank you for saying that when we hear God is in control, doesn't mean we just sit around and do nothing. I don't want to go too fleshly here, but I get so nauseated when I hear that, and then we're to be nice, we're to be loving, let's just kind of go along and love everybody, and it's all good, God's in control. And I want to scream. I haven't been a follower of Christ that long to know that is anti-biblical in every stretch of the word.
Well, and I suggest that people read 1 John 5:19, and we know the whole world is in the control of the evil one. Hello? So what are we here for? We're not here to say, oh, God's in control. That's another bad thing. We're here to bring good from bad, and I'm suggesting let's go down fighting as Christian soldiers, as Christian warriors. And I'm talking to the men out there. I find Christian women are the ones doing the fighting.
Yep.
Who the heck are the men in these men's ministries?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. All right. Tom, thank you. Whew. Yeah, I could spend an hour on that one, but I need to be fair and move on because phones are limited today. Oh, boy. But where are the men? Donna in West Covina. Donna, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hi, Frank. I was listening to Tom just now, and I agree. I want to talk about the election. I agree that we cannot sit back and accept these results. We need to be warriors. I've been an auditor for many, many years with one of the large accounting firms, and we don't know what kind of fraud was committed here. We have an idea from what people have said on the news and what they've attested to, but there could be much more widespread fraud here. And I think that not only do we need lawyers we need to make sure that we have our auditors, our accountants go in and run tests to see what the scope of the fraud is, if we can even do that. I mean, it kind of depends if they destroyed ballots, if they entered new ones. You know, I don't know what was done. But, and I also really believe that the Republican Party and maybe some prominent members of the party need to reach out to us and to get us maybe to go to Washington and to protest in front of the Supreme Court. This is why the left is often powerful. Okay, what we see all the time on TV, even though I don't think they necessarily represent all of the Democrats, all we see is protest after protest after protest. And I think that sometimes the Republicans just get, oh, well, you know, we can't do anything. And we need someone, someone dynamic, a warrior to say, look it, any Republican or anyone else, for that matter, that doesn't want to stand for the results of this maybe fraudulent election needs to come to Washington, and we need you with us to protest. So that's all I have to say.
Donna, thank you for sharing. I appreciate your call. Oh, boy. Boy, I guess that's the terminology of the day. I've said, oh, boy, what, three times now? There's something to what Donna shares. I mean, again, there's supposedly 70 million people voted for Donald Trump. Who knows of that how many are Christians? But just what if we mobilized and, oh, I don't know, assembled at the state capitol here in the state or in D.C. And look, I'm just talking out loud. And we, en masse, prayed. We chanted, we choose God. I mean, look, the left, they're good at getting out and getting after it and burning stuff that's not theirs and looting. And if that upsets you, sorry, call me. We can talk. But those are that are have conservative faith, what did we do? We kind of pray. You know, we're gonna pray. We're gonna get together. We're gonna pray. We're gonna have a rally. We're gonna pray. And I'm not minimizing that at all. But there's so many lies in the world right now. We are living at a time. This is information warfare. Time to stop buying into all the information. Time to start getting quiet with the Lord and asking Him to lead you. But please don't be passive. I just. Passive. That's a ploy of the evil one. Whether you think, you know, you're loving and, oh, yeah, we're to be accepting and loving. And if I get one more email from somebody saying the president-elect Joe Biden, he is not the president-elect. The media does not have the power to elect anyone. And if you want to categorize me as a little whiny face, if and when the states affirm that he is the next president, then he is the next president-elect, but not till then. We have a president right now, still, that the media, in their 4 years of their campaign, has vilified, and there's a lot of people that really believe they know who this man is. Good Lord. And if you're Christian, I don't want to oversimplify, over-spiritualize, but he who is without sin, cast that first stone. And I'm not apologizing. I'm not sitting there and saying he's perfect. He's not. Good Lord. He just recently said some things I winced, but you know what? I don't know what it's like to sit in the White House and have a large part of the world, physical world, attack me, let alone a large part of the spiritual realm attack me 24/7. I hear people say, well, his attitude, he's so grumpy and sour. Safe to say, nobody here listening to the sound of my voice, me included, have gone for more than maybe a few days by which you have some respite. How many of you, somebody on Facebook kind of gets up in your grill, you get upset and you unfriend them? And yet here he is, Say what you will about this man. Personality? Yeah, we're gonna go for a guy that stands there and says, yeah, time to heal. Stop treating our opponents as our enemies. Oh, good rhetoric. How's your son? And by the way, I'll say one last thing that'll upset some of you who think that I'm just in the camp of the Trump administration. If we're going to be Christians, we ought to be consistent. Last time I looked, Don Jr.'s been shacking up with a woman that's not his wife. So believe me, I'm not all about the Trump family either. But my goodness, it's like the church, right? We want to be the church, and yet we as pastors, we don't even call out our congregation. If you're having premarital sex, or if you're shacking up with your sweetie, or a whole array of other things, we're silent. And I'm not saying we don't preach the gospel. We preach a gospel light. I praise the pastors. They get behind the pulpit. And so what? They get after it and preach the word? You think Billy Graham was concerned about somehow growing the masses of people, growing numbers? No, he just stood up and preached the gospel. And I got an email. You sound so angry. I am. I am angry. Doesn't mean I'm going to be an idiot or mean-spirited or hurt people, but I'm angry. It's a fighting spirit. And I know who the enemy is. It's not another person. The Bible clearly states who the enemy is. And this is war. And said Christian, if you don't want to fight a war, if that sounds, oh, that's uncomfortable, if you don't want to be dangerous to the world, countercultural, assault the world with real Christ-like love. Martin Luther King never picked up a hand. And we're going to go along with the new movement of yelling and screaming and what we saw this summer and all the intimidation. Boy, you know, if Trump gets reelected again, it's going to get really bad. And we sit aside and go, oh, then we must not know who Jesus is, because he wouldn't put up with it. I absolutely believe that's true. No, he would love them. He hangs out with sinners. He just kind of says all is good. Not my Jesus. 888-528-2557. Phones are filled. Email address is always available to you at franksontag@kkla.com or the Frank Sontag Show next. I just got a text from Mike Cordova from Gold Financial Group. Literally. We're going to see about getting Mike on next week to talk about what he texted me about, but here's the deal. I just had a good friend. I talked to him a moment ago. He said for the first time ever, he bought stocks yesterday. And I said, that's awesome. Seemed to be in a good mood. I guess, you know, the market was way up yesterday. And I said, you need to invest in gold too. And Gold Financial Group are the people to call. 800-214-9023. 800-214-9023. Over the last year, with everything that's gone on, gold is still up 30%. Show me a stock that's increased by 30%. Gold and silver, tangible assets, whether it's precious metals or coins, call Gold Financial Group. Do that today, 800-214-9023. They do have a free gold financial guide as well. 800-214-9023. Make that call. I promise you, you'll be glad you did. Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. Thank you for joining us. I'm just going to just jump right back to the phones. I'm getting emails, people saying, hey, I can't get through. We are limited on phone accessibility today, so let me try to move through some calls and open some lines. John in Orange. John, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hey, Frank, thank you so much for taking my call. You know, with so much going on, I would hope that the one thing we take away from this is that we make sure our churches are no longer muzzled. You know, the left talking about what they do, they radicalize everything. They spread through media. They spread through everywhere. And our own churches are not allowed to say things that they should be saying because they basically, in a way, without trying to be mean, but they've almost taken bribes from the government for tax implications to force themselves not to be able to say anything because of losing that money. And our churches should be free to speak and say whatever they feel that God would want us to hear. And I think, if anything, we should be able to take that away right now and have them speak their mind, speak about what they must be speaking about.
Well, they will when pastors step up and speak and open their churches. Obviously, I don't want to put it all on the pastors, but that's the tough love aspect of this conversation, for sure. John, thank you for your good call. Maria in Hawthorne. Maria, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hi, Frank. It's good to listen to your show as always. When I first heard everything that was going on, I just already knew there was something fishy. And ever since then, I just can't even bring myself to watch anything on the TV and the news. And when I do go on TV, I try to make sure it's real, like journalism, people that are actually out recording everything from ballots being...
Let me ask a question, if I may. Where do you find that on TV? I'd like to find something like that. Where in God's name do you find that on TV?
Well, not on TV. I should actually make that clear. Not on TV, because unfortunately TV is taken over completely. I have to go online, like on the internet, like basically. I have to search, and I find news like NTV News. RT News is pretty all right. They're not left or right. I just avoid anyone that's... Any news that's giving an opinion instead of, facts, I avoid. CNN, I have family that watches CNN, and, oh boy, when I accidentally see what they're covering, I just think to myself, no wonder you guys are buying into this nonsense. But anyways, what I was trying to say is just I really believe that it's just time for us to start exiting media, like that includes Facebook, that includes Twitter, that includes anything mainstream, not just the news, but mainstream stuff. Because, Facebook has been a bully as far as censorship to a lot of believers. And they're like, I have a real problem with censorship. Even if I don't agree with what you say, you still have that right to speak. And when you have Facebook and Twitter, and I don't know about TikTok, I don't know much about TikTok, but just any mainstream anything, censoring and just choosing what they want to cover because they want to brainwash a mass group of people. I can't handle that.
And without a doubt, and I thank you for the call, Maria. Part of the clarity that manifested with the point you just made is when Joe Biden, stories of Joe Biden. Again, we don't hear much Tucker Biden. We heard a little bit before the elections, but even more so. Let me leave the Bidens out of this for a moment. When you saw Ted Cruz confront the CEO of Twitter and what Twitter's doing, for a social media outlet to censor the president of the United States, that should give you a little bit of an insight. And I agree with Maria. Free speech. We should be able to say what we want and choose. That's a right of this country. I don't think in the 7.5 years I've been doing this program, I've ever until recently used the word propaganda. You know what the definition of propaganda is? Information, especially of a biased or misleading nature, used to promote or publicize a particular political cause or point of view. Does that sound familiar at all? Mary and Van Nuys, we've got a couple of minutes. They're all yours. You're on the air. Hi, Mary.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. Thanks for calling.
That's a stupid question. I know how you are. Probably the same way I am. When there's so many of us that feel the same way, how can it be a Biden country? And you're so right, so very right. And if more people would stop pray and use their minds and think, maybe they'd see the truth. Thank God you're there. I thank him every night because you believe still the way I do. This is a free country. We're entitled to speak what we want to speak. We're not entitled to go and beat someone over the head. We're not entitled to hurt people. But we are entitled to believe. When I watched the election results and saw, I couldn't believe they announced Biden.
Well, and Mary, thank you for the call. Thank you for the kind words. I do have to break. I want to be fair here. Maybe I'll share a little bit more on the other side. But freedom does come at a cost. And many have paid for our freedoms in past many generations of all walks of life, ethnicities, everything have paid for the right for freedom. And I look now, we're on the precipice of something very dangerous. And if we don't fight for our freedoms, you know what I'm going to say after I say that. I'll leave it up to you. 888-528-2557. We have one open line. More of the Frank Sontag Show next.